Around 14 people stand in Sitka's main roundabout, wearing masks and holding signs. One reads, "End racism." Another is filled with names of Black people killed by police across the country. Some drivers honk in support, others avert their eyes. Demonstrator Devin Parsley says she's here to stand in solidarity with Sitka's Black community and the National Black Lives Matter movement.
So as a white passing Indigenous person, it's important that I tell you that this movement here in Sitka is not for us. This movement is not led by us.
She's also here because she has local concerns around police violence and justice for Sitka's Native community, and around gentrification and racism in Sitka.
I don't know. I don't feel like there is much questioning of racism in this town, and there's a lot of uncomfortability in talking about race. And even just standing here every day, we see the true colors of so many of the people just covering my face, standing out here. People don't recognize me off the bat, flip us off, or like, we know who they are. Like, they're big, prominent figures in this town, and it's not okay.
Seasonal worker Willie Wooten also attended the protests at the roundabout. He says that as a Black man in Sitka, he hasn't experienced racism or negative interactions with the police here. Instead, he wants to raise awareness for the national conversation around excessive use of force by police departments and systemic racism.
Because there's real people of color dying on the streets every day. They're still getting shot by the police as we speak. It has not changed. Until they make real change, it will not change. They need to be held accountable for what they're doing, period.
Over the last month, that conversation has been hashed out on the town's Facebook group, Sitka Chatters. Sitka Police Chief Robert Beatty added his voice during an assembly meeting earlier this month.
I'm Robert Beatty, also known by my Tlingit name, Kadad'ah.
Beatty has served as Sitka's police chief for a little over a year and is a board member of the Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police.
We all know of the horrific treatment of George Floyd, which has sparked national outrage. I'm here tonight to spread a message that we as law enforcement understand the plight of our fellow citizens.
In a prepared statement that he read before assembly members, Beatty noted the recent national dialogue, calling for police department defunding and even outright abolishment.
There's been a movement for radical reform within law enforcement. I can assure you that our practices are current and we meet or exceed all legal standards. We continually adapt our means and methods to provide better services.
Beatty took over the Sitka Police Department during a tumultuous time. The department has grappled with historically high turnover and fallout from several internal lawsuits. That includes a whistleblower suit over procurement of automatic weapons that was settled out of court, and a sexual harassment suit set to go to trial this fall. The department also has a history of using excessive force. It came under fire in 2015 when a video surfaced of police tasing then 18-year-old Mount Edgecombe High School student Franklin Hugendorn over 10 times. Hugendorn is a citizen of the native village of Koyuk, outside of Nome. The incident prompted outcry from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and an FBI investigation into the department. Hugendorn settled with the city in 2016 for $350,000. However, Sitka admitted no fault in the incident. Beatty made big promises when he took over as police chief. He told assembly members that in his first year leading the department, he's partnered on various projects with the Sitka tribe, established a weekly officer training, and worked to represent Sitka's diverse identities while attempting to build up community trust.
You need to have confidence and trust in your police department. I will say one thing. We are your friends, your loved ones, and your neighbors. We hear you. We are you.
Assembly members didn't respond to Beatty's statement, but during public comment, a few community members said Sitka's police department still has a long way to go. Those concerns came up at the roundabout, too.
My Tlingit name is Kashichla. I am Kiksedi from the Point House here in Sitka. My people have been here 10,000 years. My English name is Louise Brady.
Brady says that she has ongoing concerns with the Sitka Police Department. When Brady's son was in high school, she says she helped his friends, who were mostly Native, navigate interactions with the local police.
Anytime I would see a police officer had stopped one of our young people, I would stop and get out of my car and make sure, you know, that whatever was going on, that they knew their rights and what they could and couldn't do.
She'd like to see more local education around Alaska history and historical trauma, And she's in agreement with the Defund the Police movement that advocates shifting funds from police departments toward social services, mental health care, and drug and alcohol treatment.
So many of our people are jailed for substance abuse and for other issues.
But with a department that's already struggling for funds, it's unclear where that money could come from. With help from Catherine Rose, I'm Erin McKinstry, reporting in Sitka.